This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
3, 2, 1,
let's go. What's hot in the strip clubs? Your hosts, the 2016 and 2017 recipients of the Exotic Dancer Publications DJ of the Year Award, Danny Myers and Alon Fong.
Hey, welcome to Rock Covers 2, a What's Hot in the Strip Clubs podcast on Pantheon Podcast Network. I am Danny Myers. Say hello, Alon Fong.
What's up, y'all? It's Rock Covers time. It's been a good day, Danny.
Yes.
Celebrated belatedly my son Chandler's 21st birthday.
Wow.
So happy birthday, Chandler.
Tell Chandler I haven't seen him since he was like 13. So you know what? We got to do something here. I got to catch up there. So Rock Covers 2. So last month we did Rock Covers 1, and we got some great reaction to it. So we said, you know, we should do that again next month. So we find five songs each that we're going to bring to you. And also one of the cool things about these remix shows or these rock cover shows is we had a lot of comments on our Facebook group about what songs they thought we should have in there. So here's a little twist we're going to do today. At the end of our picks, we're going to give you some of our friends' picks, the people from our What's Hot in the Strip Clubs fan club or Facebook page, whatever you want to call that. So if you gave us some comments, hang tight. You might get a little shout out and we might pick your song and give you an opinion. So let's kick this off. I guess I'm starting today. This is a song originally recorded by ABBA back in 1975. Fozzy's version, S.O.S. So when you hear me, darling, can't you hear me, S.O.S.? The love you gave me, nothing else can save me, S.O.S. When you're gone, how can I even try to go on? When you're gone, though I try, how can I... You know, Lon, real quick, I think this is going to be one of those shows that you and I are both going to like because a lot of your picks were going to be my picks, some of them anyway, so... these are all songs that I still play on a regular basis. That's what I'm judging mine by is what I play on a regular basis, and that one gets it. What are you going to pick here?
That was Rock Covers is Jericho. Chris Jericho. Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice job, Mr. Fozzie Bear. All right, my pick is from Marilyn Manson. Originally, it was done by Depeche Mode on their 1990 Violator album. This is Personal Jesus, Marilyn Manson.
Personal Jesus, someone to hear your prayers, someone who cares. Your own personal Jesus, someone to hear your prayers, someone who's there.
All righty then. You know, Danny, that one is actually my favorite Marilyn Manson cover. Everyone likes Sweet Dreams. That thing is too slow and just drags. It's like a dirge. I much prefer this one. What's your next pick?
Oh, would you like to know what my favorite Manson cover is?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Sorry. Yeah.
Sweet Dreams. It's just his voice is,
That creepy guy, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. Creepy guy. This one originally recorded in 1988 by Roxette. This is Aww. Through Fire's version of Listen to Your Heart.
I know there's something in the wake of your smile.
covered a few times. Remember, what was it? DHT did that back in like the 2000s era. So cool.
All right. No, I like that. I just would have liked if they'd gotten a female vocalist for the chorus. I just missed because the female vocal is so good on most of the covers and most in Roxette's version, obviously.
Yeah.
But I like that a lot, though. All right, this is a classic. The original is a great one of my all-time favorite songs, period. This is Wicked Game, the Hymn. His Infernal Majesty is what the acronym stands for, H-I-M. Originally, of course, it was by Chris Isaak, featured on his breakout album, the 1999 Heart-Shaped World album. This is Wicked Game.
Was it in
1989? Yeah, 69? 89. And also it famously featured supermodel, Victoria's Secret model Helena Christensen in the video, Sexy on the Beach.
I never dreamed that I'd meet somebody like the original. You. And I never dreamed that I'd meet somebody
Yeah, that's one that is on my list of rock covers to eventually pick. So you just nabbed that one from me. So you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to nab one from you because this is one that I'm surprised you didn't pick yet. So I'm going to grab it before you can. The Beatles did this originally in 1969. Come Together. This is Gary Clark Jr.'s version.
Here come old Fat Top. He come grooving slowly. He got juju.
Yeah, when that came out, remember that was charting all over the Panda charts and everything. That made the Panda top 20 a couple of times.
I think I featured it on Off the Charts. That's why I didn't pick it. It was on one of the Avengers soundtracks, one of the Avengers movies.
Yeah, we've definitely put it on some of our shows, so I'm positive of that.
Great track. Yeah, this next song, this cover was a huge dancer favorite for many years. It was a little slow, sexy, dark vibe. The original was by Iggy Pop on his 1977 album Lust for Life. Of course, everyone knows that song. That's a classic. And they also know this song, but Michael Hutchins turned it into a totally different track than the original. I'm talking about The Passenger. This is Michael Hutchins, and it was on the Batman Forever soundtrack. I think it came out in 91, 92, somewhere in there.
Huh, cool.
I am a passenger. I stay under glass. I look through my window so bright. See the stars come out tonight. I see the bright and hot low sky over the city's ripped backside, and everything looks good tonight. Cheers. La 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 la.
One of the things I like about doing this show is it kind of jogs my memory a little bit. I haven't played that song in the club in years. But I promise you, the next time I go back to work, that one's getting played, especially for those girls good. That always like the darker side, the Nine Inch Nails type, you know, Tool type stuff like that. So good memory jog there.
Thank you.
Okay, this next one now, this is a rock cover. They didn't change a whole lot. They took a Kehlani song, which she did in 2016 that was on Suicide Squad, and they did a rock version of this. It's still a little down tempo. It's still limited to where you can play it, but I always, if I'm going to play the song, it will be this mix.
To always forgive me.
Thing about a lot of using a lot of the original instruments or instrument sounds, I should say, or arrangement is a lot of people think it's the Kehlani version until the vocals come in, and then all of a sudden, wait a minute, hold up, what, you know, So, yeah, I like what you did with it.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever heard that. You'll have to send me that. That's really good. I like the original, too. I have a couple dope remixes of it. The original was so down-tempo. I never played the original. I had some cool remixes of it. But that is fire.
Good. Glad you like it. We are doing a rock covers, too. This is a What's Hot in the Strip Clubs podcast. We got, we're seven in. We have seven more to go, including four from our Facebook group. So if you want to join in on the Facebook group, What's Hot in the Strip Clubs, go to Facebook, join that group. And we're going to bring you the next seven in just a second.
This is DJ Mike D with my chums Danny Myers and Elon Fong right here on the What's Hot in the Strip Club podcast on the Pantheon Podcast Network.
Hey, Pantheon listeners, Christian Swain here. Another day, another podcast I'm working on. This time, it's Famous and Gravy with Amit and Michael. I want to let you know that I loved the Factor Meals package so much that I re-upped for myself, and then I sent a package to my in-laws. Like I was with my first shipment from Factor Meals, the in-laws were as excited to try one of the prepared restaurant-quality meals. Well, they got the shipment to Protein Plus Meal Plan and were very impressed. See, being in their 80s, anything to make the meal prep easy is a plus for them. They heated the oven per instructions and minutes later were enjoying a very delicious, nutritious, and dietitian-approved meal. One big win for me. But what really floored them was the taste. Like I told you, it's surprising how good these meals taste. Restaurant quality indeed. And like my own shipment, it really was everything Factor Meals said it would be for some seniors. No prep, no mess meals. Factor Meals are 100% ready to heat and eat. Take it from me and my in-laws. Head to factormeals.com/pantheon50 and use the code Pantheon50 to get 50% off. That's factormeals.com/pantheon50 and use the code Pantheon50 to get 50% off. Thank you, Factor Meals.
What's hot in the strip clubs? Your hosts, Danny Myers and Alon Fong.
Hey, we're back with Rock Covers 2, What's Hot in the Strip Clubs podcast on Pantheon Podcast Network. Danny Myers, Alon Fong. We have seven more rock covers to bring to you. Real quick, voting is open right now for the 2024 class of the Strip Club Music Hall of Fame. What band or artist do you think should be in there? We're looking for five new entries. They have to be 2004 and before. So if you've got some good choices, go over to stripclubhof.com, see what's already there, and add some new ones to that list. We're going to have that. That's all coming up beginning of next year. We'll be making those announcements. But you've got time now. Get on there, stripclubhof.com. Mr. Fong, Rock Covers 2, back to you.
Yeah, man. Interestingly enough, this track came out within months of the original one. To my memory, it came out a while after, but I was wrong. Maybe I just didn't hear about it till long after. I'm talking about Framing Hanley, the band from Nashville, Tennessee, who's became well known for this song, more so than their original music, sadly. This is their cover of Lil Wayne's Lollipop. Both came out in 2008. And of course, we're talking about the classic Lil Wayne album, The Carter III, Lollipop, Framing Hanley.
She said he's so sweet, I wanna lick the wrapper. And she licks me like a lollipop, like a lollipop. Show me what I
got. Nice. Okay, here we go. My next pick is one that just came out maybe a year or so ago. It made the Panda Top 20. We had it on our other podcast, Panda Off the Charts. But I just decided since I still play it a lot, it should be on the Rock Cover Show. Separate Ways, Worlds Apart, originally 1983 by Journey. This is Daughtry with Lizzie Hale. So, Alon, you're going to bring us the final of our picks, but we still have four more coming in from some of our people that left us comments and compliments and things like that on our Facebook group, and some may not have left compliments. I don't know. But anyway, they're our friends, and our friends are allowed to tell us if they like or don't like anything. You are now our friends, so join our Facebook group. Well, yo, what's hot in the strip clubs? What are you closing out our selections with?
Friends and listeners of the podcast. So I am closing out with the Smiths classic, their biggest song ever. The Smiths, of course, were led by Morrissey on lead vocals and main songwriter, along with Johnny Marr, the guitarist. This is on their 1984 album, Hatful of Hollow. This is How Soon Is Now. This is the Snake River Conspiracy cover. It came out in 2000. I discovered it in probably 2005 or so. I absolutely love what they did with it.
Yeah, they got a lot of great stuff. Here we go. That's another one of those that was going to be on my list. It's on my list of, you know, to bring on the future, but you beat me to that one again. Yeah. So here's what we have. We have four more songs. Now, these are sent in to us through our Facebook group, and they are from people that said you should have these songs on your show. So I'm going to go with that. And the first one is by Johnny Michaelson, who is known as the Panda Rock Doctor or the Rocktologist, not Proctologist, Rocktologist.
Johnny Panda.
Yeah. We had a debate on this one, actually, because he loves this song. I played it for the first time the other day because an entertainer asked me for it, and we were slow, so I didn't even bother listening to it. I played it, and you know, in my opinion, I had to set an alarm clock to wake me up when the damn thing was over. It is, I guess it's a cool song. It's very cool to listen to, but as far as strip club music, I don't know. But see what you think of it, Alon. Last right. Resort, the Papa Roach song that they did back in 2000, Falling in Reverse's version. 'Cause I'm losing my sight. Okay, and might I also say that the song is, you know, like 4 minutes long or so, and that's the most energetic 30 seconds I could find of it. The beginning is very very evanescency of a beginning. You're crying.
I'm verklempt. Oh, my God, the emotion. The lyrical content's got me all verklempt. I'm so emotional right now. Yeah, you know what that sounded like to me?
What?
So, you know, when America's Got Talent, they'll have this aerialist, and they have this really dramatic version of a rock song that has like no beat except for one big drop, but it's really like slow tempo.
Yeah,
that's what that sounds like to me. And for me personally, that song just shouldn't be covered. Papa Roach nails it. That's an all-time classic, one of the greatest songs in rock and roll of the last 30 years probably. And the crowd, you can play it any time of day and night and the crowd responds from that opening vocal, cut my life into pizza, you know,
into pizza.
So yeah, I'm sorry. No, I like a lot of Fall in Reverse stuff, and I like a lot of what Johnny brings us. But in this case, I mean, I guess if you're just chilling, driving down the highway and want to have a good cry, sure. I'm crying over here.
Okay. Next one sent in to us by Rod Saint. This is Lacuna Coil's version of the original. Depeche Mode did it originally in 1990. Enjoy the silence.
Yeah.
Yeah, always been a Lacuna Coil fan, and that one definitely one I played quite a bit over my career. So, yeah.
Yeah.
It didn't
As
make
I was
you cry.
Doing my research for this show, first of all, I'd never heard that, and that was cool. Breaking Benjamin does a cool cover of it, too, but the original, for personal reasons, is one of my all-time favorite songs, period.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I thought that was really cool. Definitely dig the vocals on it, dig everything about it. My favorite one to play in the clubs is actually a Linkin Park remix of the Depeche Mode original, and Linkin Park remixed it, and it's fucking killer.
Oh, with Depeche
Mode. I think I put it on off the charts once years ago.
Cool. You want to go ahead and announce this next one?
Sure. This is one of my favorite covers. I know you got to queue it up like 48 seconds in, if my memory holds around there, 49 seconds.
116, because this is the long version, 1, 2, and 3 parts.
Okay. I know. Yeah. I loved this cover just because it gave it more oomph than the original. This is Korn covering Another Brick in the Wall. Do I have to say it? By Pink Floyd, 1979. You know, the album, The Wall.
And this was
only the greatest selling album of all time, or one of the top three.
Yeah. This was suggested by Marcel Willis, by the way.
Marcel. Get well, Marcel. Keep healing. He's had some health issues, so keep healing, buddy.
Oh, here we go.
We don't need no education. We don't need no mind control.
Another one I play on a somewhat regular basis. Okay, we got one more that is picked by one of our Facebook group members and a good friend of mine, by the way. So I'm glad that he picked this. I know this is his favorite band because he always talks about it. But if you want to go ahead and introduce this, you can.
Yeah, great. First of all, great dude. I just got to meet him last May at the Pandemonium event, and when I was honored, they honored me with the Lifetime Achievement Award, talking about Mr. Noble Pony Bama, good friend of the show, listener, all the above, and friend of us personally. Remind me to tell you about my Type O Negative story sometime. I probably should tell it on air, but I have to delete some things out of it. This is their cover of the Beatles' 1965 classic, Day Tripper. Rest in peace, Peter Steele.
Was a day tripper, the one way ticket, yeah. It took me so long to find out, and I found.
And Alon, you know who else is a big Type O fan? We got a couple of them, actually. Michelle Lynn, feature performer Michelle Lynn, and also Kelly. House Mom Heaven, who now goes by Kelly by her real name.
Yeah, some big fans of Type O. I'm going to tell my Type O Negative story.
Okay.
Back in the 90s, early 90s, mid 90s, early 90s, I was living in Phoenix, Arizona for the first time. How can I say this tactfully? Had been up for too many days doing illegal things and couldn't fall asleep. So I went and scored some free tickets. Someone couldn't go. So I went to see Type O Negative by myself. I was a little spun out, drank some beers, vaguely remember the show, and then passed out for like 24 hours straight when I got home.
Okay. Wow. See, and you guys all thought this man was just like, you know, like squeaky clean, you know, like you know, just because he's got a bald head, he's got that Mr. Clean look, you know. And but no, he did illegal substances.
I did. And I was a young, foolish young man.
What kind of illegal substances did you do when you were young and foolish? Are you going to admit the whole thing? Come on.
Illegal ones that kept you up for days sometimes.
Ah. Okay. Again, get your votes in for the Strip Club Music Hall of Fame. We're looking for bands or artists from that had a relevant single at least 2004 or before. So get those in. The website, again, is stripclubhof.com. Type O Negative got a lot of votes last year. Not enough to get in yet, but maybe this is their year.
Maybe.
Any final?
Only you can decide. Get your vote in, people. Now. Do it.
Right. And all of the
Don't
what's
on. Danny email you five times.
True. All of the What's Hot in the Strip Clubs podcasts, including the Panda Top 20, Bubbling Under, Off the Charts Classic Remixes, Flashback Friday, Strip Club Music Hall of Fame, Behind the Curtain Rockin' Pod Recap can be found at whatshotitsc.com.
Thanks for listening to What's Hot in the Strip Clubs with Danny Myers and Alon Fong, presented by Panda and Strip Joints Music. You can find us on all major podcast platforms. Thanks for listening.
Sorry, Johnny Michelson.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.